listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for July 17th. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening, Michael. Nice to be here, everyone.
And, of course, welcome to those that are joining us live. We're always happy to have you. I think there's always a little something special about that live broadcast. But, of course, welcome to those listening on the archives as well. The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. Now, our topic tonight is another great topic. I think we're on a roll. Chakras and chakra meditation. And before we get into the main meat of it, of course, we'll go over our abbreviated principles of belief, which are do no harm, do right. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical beings, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. Another one we're going to touch on tonight. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence.
Excellent job, Michael. I love it. Kind. Good work. Good work. And for those of you who weren't with us last night or last week, a little update. Dr. Kelly is just taking a little R&R away from a few things. He is absolutely fully active with the school and continuing that. But Michael and I are kind of, you know, taking over, I think, for the next few weeks and giving Dr. Kelly a break, although he is in the chat room with us tonight. So anybody has any comments or questions, Dr. Kelly, I'm sure he'll be happy to answer.
Absolutely. So, I think we're going through August, you and I.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, I think great. That was the plan. But, yeah, another great topic. As you were saying, based off our discussion last week, kind of touched on, you know, the topic of, you know, chakras and that that spirit energy and the connection between mind, body, and spirit. And you had a wonderful topic in mind, and I'll let you continue.
Well, just to start off, what we were talking about last week, and just all the aspects of mind, body, spirit, and what's good for us, not, and how we connect with that. And it was a great program, so I recommend anybody go into the archives and have a listen if you didn't catch it last week. Chakras is just another approach to understanding how the energy of our bodies. Now, it's not the be-all, end-all, obviously, but it's I love studying chakras. And that energy and colors, because I'm visual that way. Again, not everybody does that. A lot of people do meditations, for instance, just using other kinds of music or kind of hypnotic kinds of talking and so on. You know, it's guided mm-hmm. meditations where chakras is very deliberate, focusing on energy in the body, and it's a great way to find your center, if you will, We are going to do a meditation in a little while, but first we're going to have a little discussion. So it might be a really good time for everybody just to make sure you get yourself a little bit comfortable. The meditation takes 8 to 10 minutes, thereabouts, and take you on a little journey, as they say. So, Michael, we were talking just before the program. Mm-hmm. You were asking about chi in
yes.
relation to the, you know, how does that relate in a way to chakras? Chi is your life force, so to speak, your spirit energy, and when it's all in balance, you get closer to your chi, that calm, peaceful kind of center. And I think, in my understanding of it, is chakras are components of that chi. And when your chakras are all aligned, then that's your chi force is, I don't know, calmer, powerful, because it's fire, right? Because the inside is that fire element. But it's calm and it's directed, so we can focus our intent better and I don't know, kind of concentrate better, I think, in a calm way.
Yeah, that, so. Well, and taking that conscious energy and really focusing it, there's a lot of logic to that, you know, that it, and how it works together. And when we talk about the different levels of chakras, I find that fascinating and very much looking forward to the chakra meditation as well.
Well, one of our graduates, by the way, Manisha Anwakar, who's in India, really specializes in chakra energies and has written a book about it. You can look her up if anybody's interested. She even has some information on YouTube with her YouTube channel. And I appreciate what Dr. Anwakar says. She believes that there are thousands, perhaps millions of chakra energies, meaning colors. Think of cells of colors in and around the body, and I can't disagree with that. If you think about how many cells are in the body and how it all blends in, kind of like music, right, and how it all works together. So it's a visual of colors and energies. What we have done primarily as Eastern philosophies has kind of migrated and evolved in the last 100 years, is an understanding of 7 basic chakras in the body. But I'll tell you right now, understanding the 12, there's 7 in the body. 8 is just around your body. That's your auric energy. 9 extends around the earth. 10 to the moon. I think it's 11 to the galaxy and 12 to the universe. So it's, at least that's my recollection of it. And so our aura expands and we're connected. So when you say the chakras or the meditation of the body, it's a part of the cosmos. And we kind of gather a visual of that. Like we are one cell of color, if you will, in this whole big rainbow and extends into the universe. So that's another kind of visual that I have had. But it's very common to read up on the 12 chakras, but 7 in the body. And again, I want to be really clear, that's our collective consciousness. In other words, something we've agreed to. As Dr. Anwakar would say, there's thousands. And we don't take time to study thousands.
Well, no. I mean, in an infinite universe, there's infinite diversity and there's infinite possibility. And I happen to be reading about something into, you know, cellular biology, and there's something on the order of, I think, 40 trillion cells in the human body. Uh-huh. Each of them, a living organism of its own, contain nucleus and, you know, different components, and it's a universe unto itself.
And isn't that fascinating?
It is, and it completely ties into the notion of there potentially being thousands of chakras.
Or you say, like, trillions.
Well, infinite, really. And isn't that kind of, in a lot of that, the Eastern philosophy is that cyclical nature of existence, but it's a viewpoint of an infinite existence, stretching in both directions.
Great way to say it, Michael. Sorry, I was just having a drink of water here. We also consider transformation in the colors. So it takes 120 days for a new supply of blood in the body. Imagine the colors transforming. Sorry, I had a frog in my throat. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, no, I was... I didn't know if you were going to continue, but do you think that, you know, a lot of times in our culture we attribute energies to those colors. And, you know, when you look at the different colors representing the different chakras, it kind of makes sense where that kind of color comes from. Like, it ties, it has an intrinsic value of that thing. Am I making sense in that?
It does, and in Chinese medicine, for instance, which organs connect certain energies together? Think of it as wiring in mm-hmm. the body. If somebody has sinus problems, it means there's something in the intestines. You know, if there's, it's just there's this whole little network of how those energies tie and work together. So, and again, very often using color. So I think of electrical impulse is the way I see it, too.
That's a fascinating concept. But in the way that human beings, through our experience, we relate so many things to color. And as an animal, human beings, we are lucky enough to have an eye that can see so much of the color spectrum or the visible light spectrum. And, you know, I've been looking over the different chakras, and I think of, like, the crown chakra, the topmost, and the subtle body. It's considered to be the highest spiritual center, and of course, you know, if I'm not mistaken, it's the I would say it's the color and the intonations. It's throughout different human cultures, be they Western European, be they, you know, Eastern Asian. These colors are often used for, you know, high society, the upper echelons, the mm-hmm. priesthoods, the different things. So they have, it's an almost universal intrinsic energy that's just tied to that I find interesting.
Agreed. Totally agreed. And that the highest vibration being the top of the head. If I can just explain this to people, what the umbilical cord to me is where we're fed, and as human beings, as physical beings, that's where our life walk, you know, we're fed in utero through the umbilical cord. We still get everything in the gut. We get that gut instinct. You have a gut feeling. So that's there. However, the soul, as they say, and again, theory, it's what I believe, is connected through a thread, if you will, from the top of the head all the way down through the spine to the base of the spine. And so that's where the soul, like, connects in. And if you think about the soft spot on baby's head, that slowly, as baby grounds into this reality, that soft spot starts to close up. And so it, you know, the human body takes on an energy, a new kind of energy of its own, but always still connected.
Electromagnetic. I mean, it's, you could say it in such a way that it's, you know, Eastern mysticism, quote unquote, but you say it in the nomenclature of the electricity, the actual biochemical reactions of a living organism. It's the same thing.
I agree.
It's the exact same thing.
And again, you think about all the activity in the brain, which is an organ, and right connected to the spirit, like that's a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think of the whole body as the mind. That's, I think that the formulation of the human body is one unit, one mind. The mind is not in the brain. The brain is an organ. So
right.
It's how all of these organs work together to formulate the mind.
Right, the mind, and the sum of the, you know, the sum is greater than, what's the word I'm trying to... You know exactly what I'm trying to say. It's greater than the sum of its parts. Thank you.
Exactly, sure. And it's all in keeping with what we, you know, talked about last week. So, So maybe without further ado, we'll just get to a meditation here and then have another discussion afterward and might pose some questions. Anybody in the chat room have any questions or comments, please feel free to share. So again, get yourself comfortable. I am going to tell you that my way of doing a chakra meditation is the top down. And there's a reason I do that. Most meditations that are common or commonly practiced start at the bottom and work their way up through the body. I can appreciate that, and I've done it lots myself, but that's to raise consciousness. Often I have to be careful because I'll beam off the planet. And so what I want to do and what I attempt to help others do is ground ourselves into the body. So we want activity, we want to be relaxed and calm, integrate cellular memory. It's a way to restore cellular memory. And you'll know from the instructions that I give you, you know, throughout this meditation, you'll come to understand it just a little bit better. So are we ready, Michael?
I think we're ready.
We're ready. Okay. Everybody, just take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And we take it in through the nose. It's the filter. And then we blow it out through the mouth because we can exhale more. Out and relax. Easily and effortlessly relax and breathe. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, relax. And again, breathe. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Relax. Violet. Visualize a beautiful ball of violet-colored light at the top of your head. Breathe in the color violet, again to the top of the head, and breathe out violet. And remember, we just talked about it. It's that soft spot on the top of a baby's head that closes over as we ground into our bodies. It's where the spirit connects with that silver thread down the body's spine. We call it the spirit chakra. It resonates with the color of violet. Breathe this violet color in through the body, right to the top of the head. And picture a violet ball of energy gently beaming in and around the top of the head. And relax. And relax into the color of violet. Now, again, without any effort at all, image this ball of light at the top of your head. And bear with me, we're going to instruct anything that does not belong to this beautiful color of violet to move down and out through the body. Now tell that violet energy to release anything that's shadowy, cloudy, murky, anything that inhibits that beautiful violet color, to leave now as though a gentle waterfall or small veins of energy flowing outward and down. Now don't worry about what happens to that energy. We'll take care of that later. Simply release the energy and relax down through the body and let it go. Breathe and relax. Now let's go back to that beautiful violet and restore it to the color of its natural design at the time of your birth. At the time of your birth, breathe in violet, exhale violet. Restore violet. Visualize the top of your head, violet, and relax. Easily, effortlessly, breathe in and out and relax. Now let's move down a little to visualize a beautiful ball of indigo light at the middle of your forehead. Breathe in the color of indigo. Now, it's that deep, rich blue-purple color. Breathe out. Again, take it in, into the forehead. It's known as the third eye chakra. Picture this indigo energy gently beaming. Relax. Relax into the color of indigo. And without any effort at all, image this ball of light at the middle of your forehead. Now we're going to instruct anything not belonging to this beautiful indigo in the third eye chakra that it's to move down and out now. Release anything, the shadowy, cloudy, murky, anything that inhibits or doesn't belong there in that indigo chakra, it's to leave now as though a gentle waterfall, whatever visual you need to call upon, little veins or little, you know, strings of energy, and just tell it to release. Don't worry about what happens to it. We'll take care of it later. Simply release the energy that doesn't belong to indigo and relax. Down through the body, let it go. Breathe and relax. Now let's go back to indigo, the forehead, a beautiful ball of indigo light, and restore it. Instruct it to restore itself to the color of its natural design at the time of your birth. Breathe in indigo, exhale indigo, restore indigo. Visualize the center of your forehead. Easily and effortlessly breathe in and out and relax. Now as we move down a little further into the throat area, visualize a beautiful ball of blue light under your jawline and around the throat. Breathe in the color of blue. Breathe out blue. Take this blue color into the body. Think of the color of the sky if it's helpful. Picture the water, this beautiful energy gently beaming in and around the throat area. Relax. Relax into the color of blue. Remember, this is where you take in food sources as well as speak on your own behalf. Blue. Now we're going to instruct anything that doesn't belong to this beautiful blue in the throat center to move down and out now. Release anything that's shadowy, cloudy, murky, anything that inhibits that beautiful blue chakra is to leave now. Again, a gentle waterfall, little veins of energy, any way that's comfortable for you. Release that energy down now. We'll take care of it later. Simply release and relax. Let it go. Breathe and relax. Now let's go back to that beautiful blue and restore it. Restore it to the color of its natural design at the time of your birth. And breathe in blue, exhale blue, restore blue. Visualize that throat area, relax, blue, relax. Easily, effortlessly, relax. And as we work down into this fourth chakra, green, the heart area, all around the chest. This is the area where the lungs and the heart are located, the upper digestive tract, but we call it the heart chakra. Visualize a beautiful ball of green light in this heart area. Breathe in the color of green and breathe out. Take this green color in through the body, right to that chest area. Now, if you have to, think about grass or trees, anything in the mid-ground between the earth and the sky, much like it's the center chakra of the body. Picture this green energy beaming gently and relax. Relax into the color of green. Now we're going to instruct anything that doesn't belong to this beautiful color of green in the heart chakra to move down and out now. Release anything the shadowy, cloudy, murky, anything that inhibits that beautiful green color of yours, tell it to leave now. Visualize this release in any way that's comfortable for you. Don't worry about what happens to the energy. Simply release the energy and relax down through the body. Let it go. And relax. Again, let's go back to that beautiful green in the heart center and restore it. Let's restore it to the natural, the design of its natural color at the time of your birth. Breathe in green and exhale green. Restore green. Visualize the chest area green. Relax. Easily, effortlessly, breathe in and out and relax. Moving a little lower into the body, we now visualize yellow. It's in the stomach area, the digestive tract, the upper intestines. Breathe in the color of yellow and breathe out. Now, this is also known as the solar plexus, the emotional center. So we take in yellow through the body, right into that stomach area above the navel. Picture this beautiful yellow, the color of the sun, gently radiating all around the stomach and the rib cage. And relax. Relax into the color of yellow. Again, without any effort at all, image this ball of light at the solar plexus chakra. Now we're going to instruct anything that doesn't belong to this beautiful yellow that it's to move down and out now. Release anything that's shadowy, cloudy, murky, anything that inhibits that beautiful yellow chakra. Instruct it to move down and out. Breathe. Relax. Don't worry about what happens to that energy. Simply release it and relax. Down through the body, let it go. Breathe and relax. Now let's go back to that beautiful yellow and restore it to the color of its natural design at the time of your birth. Breathe in yellow, exhale yellow, restore yellow. Visualize that stomach and entire ribcage area yellow. Relax. Breathe in and out and relax. Moving a little lower is the reproductive area. Visualize a beautiful ball of orange light around all of that area. It covers the intestines, reproductive organs, kidneys, and other vital organs. It's where creativity lives. Breathe in the color of orange and breathe out. Take this orange in through the body, right to the area beneath the navel. Picture this orange energy gently radiating and relax. Relax into the color of orange, imaging a ball of beautiful light at that reproductive chakra. Now we're going to instruct anything that doesn't belong to this beautiful orange that it's to move down and out now. Release anything that's shadowy, cloudy, murky, anything that inhibits that beautiful orange in whatever way is comfortable. Visualize the energy leaving that area down and out now. Again, don't worry about what happens to that energy. Simply release it. Relax. Let it go. Breathe and relax. Now let's go back to that beautiful orange, the reproductive chakra, and restore it to the color of its natural design at the time of your birth. breathe in orange, exhale orange, restore orange. Again, visualize that reproductive area, orange. Breathe in and out and relax. Now we move down and direct our attention to the root chakra. And it's red. It's our connection to the earth. It's an active force for movement and achievements. So visualize a beautiful ball of red light at the base of your spine. Breathe in the color of red. Breathe out. Take this red in through the body right to the root of the spinal cord. Picture this red energy gently beaming at the base of the spine and relax. Relax into the color of red. Image this ball of light at the root chakra. Now we're going to instruct anything that doesn't belong to this beautiful red that it's to move down and out now. Release anything shadowy, cloudy, murky, anything that inhibits that beautiful red. Release it to the universe. The universe knows better how to transform energy than we do. So don't worry about what happens to that energy. The universe will take care of it. Simply release the energy out of the body. Let it go. Breathe and relax. Now let's go back to that beautiful red and restore it. Restore it to the color of its natural design at the time of your birth. Who you are destined to be. Breathe in red, exhale red, and restore red. Visualize the base of your spine red. Easily, effortlessly, breathe in and out. Relax. Breathe. All of these chakras together form the color of white. Now we can breathe in the color of white and exhale white. Breathe in white, in through the body, all the way, exhale white, and completely relax. From the top of your head to the tip of your toes, imagine the color of white. Breathe it in, relax. Exhale, relax. Now around your body, image that same beautiful light. Relax. White is inside, white is outside, and you become that soft white light. So when you're ready, open your eyes, feeling refreshed and restored. You're ready to move forward with your day, your week, feeling more of who and what you are born to be. We're back. How are we doing, Michael?
Well, I'm doing fantastic.
Did you go to sleep?
Not at all. Actually, I found it very needed.
Oh,
I feel
awesome.
Like I feel like I owe you a medical copayment. But
I take donations.
No, I very much enjoyed it. I enjoyed going through the different colors, and I thought at the end, all the colors forming white and coming together, we are truly made of star stuff. If you look at our own sun, it emits every color and light along the electromagnetic spectrum. And when they combine to our eye, we see pure white. If you were to see it in the middle of the day or in space, it's the pure white. And we are star stuff.
We are indeed. Well, I have found, and I hope everyone who's been listening and those in future archives and having a listen find some benefit to that, because I'm getting comments. I'm glad. I have used this a lot to ground myself and clear out any residue. Because here's the deal, guys. When we're working with other people, we are sharing energy space. And not only are we giving energy to other people, but we are even by osmosis taking it on. So we want to clear out things that don't belong to us. So it's to ground ourselves into the body, restore our own energy, and it just kind of, whew. And I designed that probably going on 20 years now ago after an extensive, I'll save it for another program, but after an extensive experiences in meditating with chakras, and I just got tired of beaming off the planet with the other techniques. But I also had experiences of residue from clients and other people. So integrating a bunch of, like a puzzle, if you will, was to clear it out. So I would recommend that you even find your own variation of that for yourself. After you've worked with people, it's very helpful to clear. So in whatever capacity. So if it's not this exact terminology, then some kind of variation, and I think you'll find it beneficial. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
There we go.
Well, it's going to be part of my routine.
Oh, good.
I mean that sincerely, too. But
I guess we have some people in the chat. I know, by the way, I could take that meditation and expand it for like 15, 20 minutes, trying to condense it and go quickly. So take your time, whoever needs it. But we do have like a bit of a time frame to go through, and we got people waiting in the wings for us to draw some cards, Michael.
And it would not be a Spirit of Life broadcast without some inner oracle cards.
There we go.
So
who have we got up first?
Let me see. Well, I know we have, I do believe I saw Dr. Jeff. And
you know, it's so nice to see him back here today. Nice to see you, Jeff. That's great.
And I'm just going through, my chat's acting a little wonky. It doesn't always update so fast, so I'm just looking through, and I do believe Dr. Jeff is first. So would you like to do the honors?
I sure will. Again, Jeff, nice to see you here. Oh, you got greatness to deliver. Literally. Number 30, that's what I drew for you, Jeff. Every human being is born with greatness to deliver. Greatness embodies unique self-actualization and self-completeness and does not settle for mediocrity. Greatness goes above and beyond what's common and aspires to nobility of character. Greatness is being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Remind yourself with the question, what do I need to reawaken in me in order to deliver my greatness? Remember, you're valued. Delivering your greatness is making a difference in the world. I like that one.
That's a powerful one.
Yeah. Jeff just said in the chat, he says he's missed us all. Well, we've missed you too, Jeff. Glad to see you here. I think we have Dr. Edward up next. Michael?
We do. And Dr. Edward, for you, I pulled number 23, meaning and purpose. The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not, what is the purpose of life? Rather, it is, what is the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or the lack thereof.
Nice one. It's a good one. You know, I have Tabby up next. Nice to see you here, Tabby. Good, and we've missed you too for a while, but glad to see you here. I literally went in to get you a card and pulled two out at the same time. So I have to read them.
Of course.
Both, of course. So I'm going to start out with number 19, invoke the counselor within. There are times to seek advice from others as a means of summoning your own truth, but the answers you seek lie deep within. Look there. This may be a time to remind yourself to not codependently surrender your power to anyone or anything outside yourself. Always determine your own truth and live according to the path that's right for you. Now that is backed up with number 27, gains. Every choice and action has a trade-off and result. What are you willing to trade for this result or gain? A secondary gain has a price for getting what we want, and the price is denial of the truth of a situation or behavior. This may be a time to assess if something needs to be traded for improved benefits. Healthy decisions are sure to bring about positive results and satisfying gains. It seems to me, I just get the hint there, Tabby, that you're making some decisions, you know, and this is just kind of, let's say, a few little things on the checklist of what to go through as you're making those decisions. So we're sending you a lot of good energy, whatever that is, but I assure you, this is a good reminder for all of us as we're reading this out to you. So I think Matt is up next.
And I'm happy to. And Matt, I pulled one of my favorite cards. It's wild card number 4, Unknowable.
I love that one.
I love a good mystery. There are mysteries in the universe. Not all can be known or predicted. A focus of deliberate intent can reveal valuable, unforeseen knowledge for what lay ahead. Remember, we only see what we know and believe. The universe is unfolding in ways that are unknowable to your existing ways of thinking. Change your mind and you change your world. Change your mind and what was once unknowable may now be knowable. Listen to the subtle leadings and inclinations of your higher self. What was once unknowable is now knowable. Remain flexible and open to change. I really love that card.
I do too. It's a mystery for sure. So I think, Matt, you have a little mystery going on. That's great. Mm-hmm. So the unknowable, that's what you make it. Well, I don't know. Did I miss anybody here off the top, Michael?
I don't think so, and I hope not. I again, my chat hasn't always been updating. Oh, there it goes. I think we got everybody.
Yeah, I think so. I think we went a little longer in the chakra stuff than we had planned to, but so glad to see everybody here and all the participants. We see Stephen Foster's here, Wendy, Cecilia, Darlene. You know, it's just great to have you all here, and Dr. Gayla, I see Heather. And again, if I didn't mention your name, it's because like there's a list. So anybody in the chat room, we appreciate you very much. And, you know, this is already the middle of July 2019.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
The year is going by really quickly. We just came out of a full moon with a lunar eclipse, and it was in Capricorn, apparently. And apparently it means some good shifts for some people. So it's a good time still, as we're in that phase, to send out some good energy for yourself, just like we're sending good energy out to all of you.
Absolutely. And I think we're due some good energy.
I think so, too.
I think so. So, well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's definitely going to, this chakra meditation is going to become part of my routine. And we're going to have a great, fantastic, unique topic next week that we'll announce at a later date, because we've already thought of it, but we're going to announce it later. And until next time, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Thanks, everyone.
Good night, everybody. See you next week.